How many poles will there be in the multipolar world? Already now, four main ones can be identified: the collective West, Russia, India, and China, four state civilizations, plus the growing split within the West itself, which is increasingly dividing into two poles, Western Europe and the USA. The Islamic world is trying to form its own pole, but due to disagreements, it does not show sufficient will for unity. If it does not unite, it will remain an object of others' politics, simply a frontier where other poles will play out the balance of power. Africa is on the threshold of integration. Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger already realize that they cannot survive alone. They are challenging Western globalism and advocating for Pan-African unity. Latin America should also become a pole. The USA is preparing pressure on the region within the framework of the Monroe Doctrine. Trump openly speaks about this, and the new U.S. national security strategy demands direct hegemony over the Western Hemisphere. To preserve sovereignty, Latin America needs to unite. Alone, they will not withstand it. Another possible pole is Japan, which in the American project Core 5, C5, is included alongside the USA, Russia, China, and India. Japan is an independent civilization, but since 1945, it remains a client state of the USA. To become a real pole, it needs to regain full sovereignty. Under Trump, due to antipathy toward the EU, Washington wants to shift focus to Asia and replace Europe with Japan. Speaking about Latin America and Venezuela, will the USA start a war? Quite possibly. Washington has already shown readiness for forceful actions. It supported Israel's operations, struck Iran, threatened North Korea. But even the current blockade, arrests of tankers, and accusations of drug trafficking are already rallying the countries of the region. Former enemies, Venezuela and Colombia, together with Mexico, are seeking common positions. Trump's aggression, whether he wants it or not, contributes to the integration of Latin America and creates prerequisites for an independent pole. This is a long-standing idea, from Bolivar and Patria Grande to Chavez, Perón, and Vargas. Trump may well decide on an invasion.